When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
When you come out and do your monologues, which are really based on what you've read, do you go home and worry about things? Do you worry about this country? Are there things that really bug you that you can't say in the air?
I think one of the dangers, if you are a comedian, which basically I am, if you start to take yourself too seriously, and start to comment on social issues, your sense of humor suffers somewhere. I've seen other people, whose names I won't mention, who do humor. And then somewhere along the line, they start to want to make their views known. I try to do it humorously. I try not to, and we've had some criticism on the show. Some critics over the years says, well, the show has no great sociological value. It's not controversial. It's not deep. The Tonight Show basically is to amuse people, to make them laugh.
Do you get sensitive about the fact that people say he'll never take a serious controversy? Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, Benny comedian, used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that?
But you're not...
Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
Amen. Can we have a little more Johnny Carson, please? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. That was Johnny Carson. And I have to agree. He said, once you get started down that road, right, you can't stop. And then you can sway people, and you shouldn't be.
Yeah. There's a little problem that seems to always get in the way when that happens. It's called ego.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. Oh, that is so true. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Welcome, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And that was Johnny Carson years back. I'm talking about The Tonight Show and why he didn't get truly into this political barbing, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is? And then,
sure,
of course, now sports, and just kind of going off our conversation yesterday with Dr. Pesta, sports and schools, everybody's gotten political. Everybody, it doesn't even matter what issue, and people are getting political fatigue. Sincerely, I have it. You have it. We all have it. We're all fatigued by it. You can't. There's no refuge anymore. You can't go anywhere and not be surrounded by politics. And now we've got the masks of politics. People wearing masks. So it doesn't matter where you go, unless you want to just hang out in your room. You even have it on TV and now in the story plot lines.
Yeah. And what we have to remember is that when you're walking around in your town and you see people with masks on, you don't know what's in their mind.
Right.
You only see they're wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
They may be wearing that mask hating themselves for being too scared to take it off.
You're right.
They may think exactly like you do, but they're afraid to take it off. So what are you going to chastise them for being afraid? There's reason to be afraid when you have a totalitarian government that thinks they can order you around like this.
So true.
It's a legitimate fear.
Yeah, it is so true, though. But you're right about not being able to see anyone's facial expression.
No.
All you see is eyes. It's like that Billy Idol song. Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face. You're basically just looking at eyes. You don't know what they're thinking, and you don't know if they're super excited about it, because there are people out there that are super excited about wearing their mask. I played this clip before, but I just want to play it again. This was Pompeo saying we're in a live exercise, a little slip of the tongue with Trump. And Trump saying, what did he say? You should have told us.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for that in the background, because Trump is not on a mic, and it says you're in a live exercise. This is Pompeo. Here we go.
This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even we're in a live exercise here to get this right.
Should have let us know. That's what Trump is saying in the back. Should have let us know. Very interesting, isn't it? Very telling clip right there. Should have let us know. And we have to get this right. We're in a live exercise. Why would you call a pandemic a live exercise? Ask yourself that.
Because it's an exercise.
Right, right. When are we gonna finally clue in? Today, Goldman Sachs came out and said that many parents will have to stop working in the fall because their kids won't be in school if they don't put them back in school and wear that mask. They really want to make parents make their kids wear the mask to school. And it's really, really, really unfortunate because of what even was said from the frontline doctors, here quoting an epidemiologist about that very thing. Here you go.
Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world. In the world.
And here we are. And so Goldman Sachs coming out with this article, I thought was very, very interesting in trying to sway people. See, you're going to have to give everything up if you don't do what we say, if you don't put those kids back in the school system, and they better wear a mask when they go back. I just thought it was very, very telling. One of our listeners brought to me a clip from a show from 2018. This was very, very interesting to listen to. And this clip was from an Avengers episode, Stretch Armstrong and Avengers. And this is what the clip had to say 2 years ago. Ready for this? It's only a minute long. Here you go.
Charter City is stunned by the sudden rollout of Rook Unlimited's most fantastic device ever. The Smart Mark. Throw your other devices away, because the Smart Mark is more than just a phone. It's part of you. Use it as cash. Book your travel. And even shoot video. Distribution points are all over the city. And don't let the lines discourage you. The Rook Unlimited Smart Mark is worth the wait.
I never realized how wonderful technology could make me feel. The Smart Mark has brought order to my life.
And the best part? It's absolutely free. A gift of thanks to our city from Rook Unlimited.
Wow.
I want to get one.
Oh, yeah. You know, for our little boys and girls.
Yeah.
I mean, while we're talking about school, I thought I'd throw this gem in, talking about the Smart Mark. Although it's not called Smart Mark, it's called Trust Stamp. Yeah. And they're wanting this to roll out, Trust Stamp, yeah.
And it's absolutely free.
And it's absolutely free. And it's a stamp that goes on your arm forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited. And Trust Stamp is it's a really diabolical thing, because it actually, MasterCard put money into it in February. And MasterCard, you know them as the credit card company, right? They want that to be, they want your vaccination records and all of your money and everything to be intertwined into the Trust Stamp. Are you trusted to go into a venue, into a restaurant? Are you trusted to fly? Are you trusted to be part of society and walk into Walmart? Well, do you have your Trust Stamp available upon entry? It's really scary where this is going.
Yeah, it's even scarier if you don't have a Trust Stamp.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say. So yeah, thanks for that clip, Mike. Really appreciate that. It's bizarre. And you know what? They don't know what to say right now. MSN just came out with an article talking about how our immune systems are going to be weaker because of lockdowns and masks and social distancing. See, they don't know what to report on right now. It's almost like this crazy frenzy of strange information that's coming from our mainstream. And what's funny about it, you said this earlier, is it's just this constant information coming in, which scientists are you going to listen to?
Right. There's no consensus.
Yeah.
You hear constantly, but you need to listen to the science. Well, you can go out there and find science that says anything you want it to say.
Exactly.
There's no consensus at all.
So what I like to look at is just logic, and I also like to look at what they're saying. What are they saying to us? What is being said, and what is being admitted to? And honestly, really, what's behind all of this? Here is Illinois Health Department talking about how they mark COVID for everything. This is an admission. Listen up.
In hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful. She says it very earnestly and wants you to just go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, it's deceit. She's selling deceit at the Illinois Health Department. And then here's Burks. Here's Burks' description of it. Deborah Burks with all the scarves.
So I think in this country, we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. And I think the reporting here has been pretty straightforward over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Hmm. Prior to that, when there wasn't testing in January and February, that's a very different situation and unknown.
How so?
There are other countries that if you...
Wait, did you hear what she just said? Did you hear that? What did she just say?
Prior to that, when there wasn't testing in January and February, that's a very different situation.
Oh, she said there wasn't testing in January and February. Well, we did a lockdown the second week of March. Do you know what they went off from? The February numbers of COVID. We had 32 cases of death marked COVID in 1,000 cases, and this is what prompted the entire nation to lock down. But Deborah Burks now admits that they didn't really have much going on in February as far as testing goes. So what were those numbers then, and why did they keep them? Why'd they lock down our entire nation because of those particular numbers?
Well, it was just an error.
Oh, mm-hmm.
A poor model.
Yeah, right, a poor model.
That we made.
Yes, that they made. That now they're saying, oh, not so much. But it did prompt the entire lockdown of our country. And here you go.
Kidney problem. Some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death.
Oh,
they are.
Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection.
It's all in the form.
The intent is right now that if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard her right. Yes, they are counting everything as COVID because of the form. The form.
Right.
It allowed them to do that, and the deception was allowed.
Motorcycle accident. Cause of death? COVID.
There you go. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which we're using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Just don't realize what you do to me.
When you hold me. Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, providing you with so many fruits and vegetables, you just can't believe it. In fact, you can get this wonderful product every day. It's a food supplement, and it has fruits and vegetables, 31 of them a day, from everything from aloe vera to apple, banana, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato. Tell me you're going to eat all that today, because I know you won't. So you can get all the health benefits, though, because all of that is dehydrated down. They take the air and water out, and they give you the nutrients. This is a fantastic product. Everything is vine-ripened and then brought down in a 10-stage test in 10 stages for you so that it's dehydrated down properly, and it's an amazing product. You can put the code in Kate at balanceofnature.com, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Highly, highly recommend. And that's just the fruit one I talked about. Veggies is a whole different slew of vegetables. So I know you're probably not going to eat a truckload of fruits and veggies today, but you can do it very, very simply in caplet form. Three of each, three fruits, three veggies, and they have a wonderful fiber drink that stabilizes your blood sugar, and maybe you can kick some of those prescriptions to the curb. Go to balanceofnature.com. I so highly recommend this. I love this product. I played Hooked on a Feeling because that's really what people are hooked on right now, is a feeling of helping, a feeling of I'm a good citizen, a feeling of caring, a feeling of look at me, I'm great. And that's one of the problems, is that it doesn't go beyond that. So whenever they bring the subject up, they can't ever tell you why they're doing it scientifically. Because if they say it's scientific, here it is in a nutshell, guys, then they have to explain why they didn't wear one all the previous flu seasons and year round for all the other illnesses and viruses. Because if you're doing it because this guy today told me droplets of infected virus can come from your breathing and will permeate the air. And I'm like, that's a nice CNN soundbite, but
not true.
It's not true. It just isn't true. And so people keep repeating these things, but they're not true. And it's really frustrating me. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting really frustrated with those kinds of things, because now tell me then why our entire nation didn't get sick year after year after year with all the same illness if contagious illnesses are spread so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. You have an immune system. So I don't know what else to say other than, oh my gosh, we're in a world of hurt. Here is Fauci on masks.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
Hooked
and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
All right. So then people go, but I'm asymptomatic and I don't know if I'm spreading something I don't know that I have. Well, here's the WHO to clear that up for you in their admission of asymptomatic people.
When a surgeon wears a mask or a nurse wears
a
mask, is it because they're afraid that they're going to get something? It's so that the surgeon, mm-hmm. if he's drooling or spitting or coughing or sneezing, he doesn't sneeze or cough or spit or drool into the surgical field, into the sterile field. So we're not doing it because we're trying to protect ourselves. We're doing it so that we protect the other party. Now, what are we doing here? We're telling everybody to wear a mask, which is increasing the cortisol levels in the body, increasing stress, decreasing the airflow, causing an increase in release in the viral load that's being released within our system from the cells, because remember, viruses are inside the cells. And we're doing it all under the pretense of protecting ourselves, whereas in fact, masks are designed to protect the other party. So it's the most ludicrous thing, and the misinformation to tell you to wear a mask is actually creating a greater issue, a greater suppression of your immune system, which would render you more susceptible to any type of opportunistic pathogen, virus, bacteria, whatever the case may be.
We have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
So asymptomatic.
That the issue
people,
that I was talking.
Asymptomatic people aren't spreading it because it's extremely rare, says the WHO. And then that was Dr. Batar saying the reason that surgeons wear a mask is not to get spit or something in the open surgical area. That's why they don't wear them all the time. You know, just trying to clear up some facts.
Well, people don't understand what viral shedding is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a lot of virus replicating in your system to shed it and be infectious. And if you have that, you're going to have symptoms.
Yeah. But you know, though, just to make COVID easier, did you know the flu season ended in February? Did you know that it ended just suddenly? I don't know if you knew that.
They had a good vaccine this year?
Yes. It ended suddenly just as it was gaining momentum. And Redfield from the CDC was super happy about that because it made COVID labeling super simple because they just labeled it all COVID. Right. There you go.
That the issue that I was talking about being more difficult, is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended.
Just ended.
So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus. And so the comment that I made, it's more difficult. Doesn't mean it's would be more impossible.
Just difficult. Just difficult because they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
All right. I just want all their own admissions on tape. That's all I need because I'm not hooked on some feeling. I just want to go with what they're saying. And what they're saying is not matching up with what the media is saying.
Nope. Not a bit.
And you know, people will always take in what they first hear, but they'll never ever look at the update, the recap, and then in response to that information, here's the new update. People won't even listen. Did you know that people in Germany are quite upset and they were actually protesting in mass?
Lots of them.
Ron Paul said a million.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Over a million. I heard a million in Berlin alone.
Wow. Well, you can see why. We are we're having to deal with all of this, and I know you guys all know this because we played these clips on different shows, and I was sort of rounding them all up together because I'm going to be doing a YouTube clip, so you have a visual representation of all the evidence that contradicts and kicks the narrative to the curb. Here's Texas citing the CDC on how they redefined new cases. Here you go.
The new case definition. So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR, but now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. Meaning if you use another testing method, not PCR, and if you have close contact with a confirmed or probable case, and if you did that lab work that was not a PCR, you could be considered a case with or without symptoms. They also updated the definition for deaths related to COVID-19. Previously, prior to this definition, it was only if you had a positive PCR result that you would be counted as someone who died related to COVID-19. Now that lab testing is no longer required to be counted towards that.
No testing required.
The new probable case definition with FDA approved positive lab with or without symptoms. Do you also...
The clinical criteria that they have defined is at least two symptoms of fever, subjective or measured, chills, rigors, myalgia, headache, sore throat, new smell and taste disorders, two of those, or one of cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or evidence of pneumonia without an alternative diagnosis and severe respiratory distress. So there's many ors and then there's many ands. So in order to be counted as to see if you meet the EpiLink definition, you have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19 or a probable case.
Or a probable case.
Came to a location where it's endemic.
Okay.
You know, she said there's many ors.
Yeah, there's many ands.
And there's many ands. But she left out, and there's many ifs.
You know why? It's because when she said fever, she said subjective or measured. I think you feel hot. I do too. What do you think you have? 102? Oh, okay. Sounds good.
A lot of states now are requiring state employees to take their temperature before they go to work and then sign a form when they get there that says they took their temperature and did not have a fever.
Oh, my gosh.
They can't legally take their temperature at the door, see?
Yeah.
But sign this paper that you did do it yourself.
Doctor's offices are doing that. So as everybody starts to ramp up the craziness, we knew this was coming for the masks again, based on subjective, based on do you have a subjective fever? Do you feel a little hot and do you have a little cough? You have COVID. Diagnosis now. So many things have changed. But look at all the admissions. Have you realized something about all the clips I've played? They all sound very earnest in their appeal to tell you what the new deceit is. But they're not embarrassed to claim the deceit. In fact, all the people I've just played had no problem spinning this information out and telling you as if it's fact and as if it's no big deal and as if you should just move along, honey.
In some places, if you go to the emergency room and say you think you might have COVID, what I hear they're doing is they're just taking you down to a waiting room by the morgue.
Because you're a probable.
Yeah.
You're a probable and... You know, you're ready to bite the dust anyway, if they have their way. I do think an investigation needs to be done at nursing homes, though. I do think that we need to look at how people were treated at nursing homes, why the National Guard in Ohio, Utah, all these different states or Massachusetts have been brought in to administer testing. We need to find out why they're succumbing like they are to this. Now, a lot of them had death sentences before anyway. So they were already told, you know, you've got this thing that is going to take you out. And that's happened quite a bit. But at the same time, this is a majority of our cases in the United States. It isn't the general public. So it is really important that we actually look at the nursing homes, given that our first 9 cases came out of the nursing home that were patients.
9 out of 9 died of COVID.
Yeah, I mean...
In hospice.
Yes, in the state of Washington outside of Seattle. So that being said, how did that happen so quickly? Because a person from China that they said came to Washington State with COVID, I don't know that he directly went to a nursing home. You would think that he would have gotten somebody sick on a plane or, you know, somewhere else. But no. I guess he beelined it from China into the nursing home outside of Seattle. And boom, 9 people died in Seattle in a nursing home. What does that tell you? Does something seem a little shady to you on that? Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Nobody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. To the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain
gets
smart, but your head gets
Kate Daly Show. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. I just wanted to kind of recap some of the admissions of the liars because they delivered them so beautifully. And I think that if we can keep that information alive and making sure people understand how many admissions there have been, the admission alone by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Fauci and February 4th, when we had 11 whole cases of COVID, they quietly put through liability clauses so that when they did the vaccine, they would not be liable. There's been a lot at play here, and I just hope people are realizing to the extent that these liars are lying.
Yeah, there's nothing really unusual, though, about limiting liability. The government often does that because if they have liability, then what we're actually doing is suing ourselves.
Right.
And when that happens, if we win, then it takes away from the amount that the politicians can skim off the top.
That can be a total hindrance.
Yeah.
you got to skim. And when you want to skim, you've got to make it worth your while. Otherwise, why pony yourself up for elected office?
That's it.
Perfect. And Fauci does own large holdings of stock in big pharma and biotech, by the way. You know, the guy that's in charge of this whole nightmare of the COVID pass, the blockchain health passport, you know, they're all kind of competing entities to see who's going to win out, is a World Economic Forum affiliate. His name is Mustafa Makis. And he's a Harvard-Oxford graduate with a background in urban design and social innovation. What does that mean? Never mind. It's like a it's like an art degree. It doesn't really mean much, but it means everything because it means that this guy really likes Agenda 21. Social innovation and urban design, who worked with the UN and World Bank on public-private partnerships and risk assessment and smart technologies tied to carbon trading. Interesting. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, you got to see the people that are involved in all this nonsense to understand where it's going. And that isn't a tinfoil hat wearing view, because these really are the people in charge of where we're going. And people are listening to them.
Yeah. You know, there's a real interesting story out of Germany. Apparently, there's been some protesting about the restrictions due to COVID in Germany. The people are upset. And you look at the photographs that are online of these people protesting. It looks like it's wall-to-wall people for as far as the eye can see.
Right.
But the estimates range anywhere from 3 people to 1.3 million people are protesting.
Right,
you
right.
can't get a straight answer. You can go to 5 different websites and get 5 different...
That's so true. I'm looking at one that says 15,000.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one that says 20.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It just reminds me of all the different protests. Like if you have a for life, you know, against abortion protest, they never really can classify the numbers, but they certainly nail it in unison when it's a abortion rally and they up the ante on the numbers. It's kind of interesting how they're skewed.
Well,
but I liked that Germany was speaking out about it.
Yeah. But the German leaders have now become divided over whether or not to restrict the rights of the demonstrators. But the ones who want to restrict the rights of the demonstrators are saying it's because over the weekend the demonstrators failed to abide by hygiene and distancing rules.
Oh, my gosh. Are people suddenly not showering or washing their hands?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I just wondered.
Yeah.
So the organizer of the event, Michael Ballweg, said the virus of freedom has reached Berlin, and others chanted, "We are the second wave." That's powerful.
Wow,
nice
that's
to
good.
Hear that. And then the article actually talked about 17,000 people passed through Berlin and 20,000 attended the climax of the event. And they said they couldn't confirm the sky high number of attendees launched on Twitter. It's likely reference to organizers claiming 1.3 million people attended the rally. So it really is hard to get a real number, and mainstream news will be more confusing than ever because they don't want to say how many people are for freedom. You can't do that. So I just this is what was said at the rally. Thousands of COVIDiots are celebrating in Berlin as the second wave without distancing and without masks. This is what lawmaker Esken said about the protesters, by the way. I should claim that. So she said, they're not only jeopardizing our health, they're also jeopardizing our achievements against the pandemic and revival of the economy. How is it how is that even possible when this is bringing down the economy? We have shortened hours for businesses. We have more restrictions on how many people can enter into a business. The mask appropriation is driving everybody insane. We've got all kinds of issues and problems coming from this for businesses. And so she calls us the people that refuse to go along with the delusion, COVIDiots. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, people are telling you about what these people happen to be saying. It's kind of amazing to me. We'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, there's 2 places in town where no masks are required and no plexiglass.
Mm-hmm. And you can buy guns at both places.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, that's the case. I think that's the case. Thank you for the call. That's the case, you know, in a lot of cities and towns is mm-hmm. you're going to have a couple places here and there, and people need to go there and shop. And if you have a problem and they are demanding it, they're not even giving a medical exam, they're demanding a mask, don't shop there. It's so simple. Just don't go there. I mean, I know that you probably won't have a lot of places to shop because they all seem on board with this. But what does that tell you when all these American small businesses are jumping into the ring with this? Where do you go? Where would you actually go on vacation right now, Uncle Monty?
I wouldn't go anywhere.
Because it's all masked COVID nonsense.
I would not go anywhere in the world.
If you want to go to Iceland, did you know they're making you take a COVID test and you have to actually give your results? You don't have to wear a mask while you're there, but you have to give your negative results to them when you enter their country?
Mm-hmm. You know, this protest in Berlin, mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how important it is.
Yeah.
Berlin is a city that at the end of World War II was divided into four sectors. Mm-hmm. There was the Soviet sector, the American sector, British and French sectors. Each of those sectors were, those people in Berlin in each sector lived under tyranny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Soviet sector that was tyranny.
Good point.
So to see those people stand up and protest after having lived all those decades mm-hmm. after World War II under those circumstances is pretty good.
Yeah, actually. You know, and when it comes to monuments, it's interesting how Germany actually responded to that because they have church bells with Adolf Hitler's name on them, but they wanted to keep those church bells around. Why? Because the other statues, they got rid of the statues right after World War II.
Yes.
But this that was hanging around, they actually wanted the statues because they wanted to remember what had happened. They didn't want anyone to forget.
That's right.
We, on the other hand, over here are being suckered into don't ever remember any of your heritage. Now, we know what that heritage meant to Germany, but the heritage that we talk about even in the United States isn't correct. So they're saying we're a racist nation. We want to forget about that. So I'm not saying, no, we want to remember that because I don't even agree that we were a racist nation to begin with.
Right.
We weren't a racist nation. We never have been. But they want people to believe that. But isn't it interesting how they responded to the Adolf Hitler mm-hmm. church bells with his name on them? They wanted to keep them.
Well, it's a reminder of history.
Yeah, it's a good lesson.
You need that.
I agree.
You know, the German people were not, at the end of World War II, they weren't proud of Hitler.
Yeah.
They were embarrassed at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Germany in 1972 mm-hmm. in the army. They were still embarrassed. Mm. They would not look an American in the eye mm-hmm. as you walked down the street. I mean, it was really weird.
Interesting. We'll take a caller. Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hi. So as you're talking about Germany, I don't know if you've mentioned this on your show or not, mm-hmm. but back for, you know, mm-hmm.
you're cutting out.
Yeah, you keep cutting out. Are you there?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. That's all right. Start again.
People still seem to forget that the Germans made the Jews wear the Star of David,
mm-hmm.
and they marked them. And why did they mark them? People could have said no, but they bullied them or they killed them if they refused.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to remember that the Germans had their brown shirts mm-hmm. that had a radio program. And that radio program, they would use all their propaganda. And part of their propaganda was to say that because the Jews were so, you know, against Germans, mm-hmm. that there was no equality. And so what does that sound like today?
Yeah.
We are starting all of this based off of equality, and we have to have equality in all things. And that's how they brainwashed and propagandized the German people.
Yeah.
Was the Jews are the problem.
Right.
We are not equal because of this population, and we must exterminate them.
Yeah. Powerful. Yep. You're right.
With shops.
Yeah,
and they would force people and intimidate them and bully mm-hmm. them to not go into those shops.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's exactly the same playbook as what we've got right now. And who's leading that charge? Mr. Brownshirt himself.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Great lesson. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step further, though.
Okay.
Let's be real about this. It's not the Jews this time. Mm-hmm. It's the whites.
Mm.
We're the ones that are at fault.
Mm.
Everything that's wrong is our fault today.
Yeah. Interesting. And those that love liberty, freedom, don't want to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowed in stores because...
They don't wear the mask.
Because they don't wear the mask.
They don't identify themselves. Actually, they do.
Right. Yeah.
Not wearing the mask is as big an identification as wearing it.
Yes. But to them, see, the message is out from mainstream that you are a rebel and that you don't care about people and you're awful.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great article written by Heather McDonald, and she wrote an article about the malfeasance. Over the last 4 months, Americans have lived through what is arguably the most consequential period of government malfeasance in U.S. history. Talking about all the mask mandates, all the different things, all the different racial stuff going on, the violence and everything else. It's kind of amazing. And she took us back to Imperial College of London, Neil Ferguson, and his model predicted 2.2 million deaths by September 1st. 2.2 million deaths. Yes. And this is why we all locked down and why the entire world went into lockdown and masks and why. And they created this whole class of people that deem the other class of people, meaning us, the non-mask wearers, as the horrible people of society.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating, isn't it? that it only took 4 months to do that, I guess, is my point. It only took 4 months. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi there. You're live. You have about 30.
Think about this.
You have about 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, but think about this. This is kind of like the mark of the beast. Not really the mark of the beast, but the mask of the beast.
The mask of the beast.
You can't buy, sell, or trade almost any business now without a mask.
Interesting.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, you're
almost like a precursor to the mark of the beast.
You're right. Thank you for that. Yeah. You're right about
another
go ahead.
Interesting point that I thought I would bring up. My wife sent me a funny meme that says, if you want to, and your comment earlier about the vaping blowing out the mask everywhere kind of made me think about if you want to imagine, pretend that masks work, then you can pretend that I'm wearing one.
Thank you for that.
Exactly.
It's about the belief going on. Yeah, it's so true. Is it the mask of the beast? You know, you are told you can't shop in certain places. You can't do what the rest of society is doing.
The same thing the Jews with the yellow star were told.
One of the listeners of the show told me that her friend just flew, and when she wouldn't wear a mask, she even had a medical letter saying she didn't have a mask on. The whole flight started clapping when she was ushered off the plane.
Wow.
Yeah, they were so happy to have her off the plane. Yeah, think about that, you guys. They're all masked up. They think they're all protected. Why would they be clapping to get somebody off the plane that had a medical letter? That's pretty insane, you guys. It's like the insanity and lunacy of the people that are wearing the masks coming in to let us know just how delusional all this is. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll love your phone calls, too. Call in, and we'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.